There was a man who was once traveling, and he came to a point where he rested under a tree, and as he was resting under the tree, he saw two birds fighting before him. So they're pecking at one another and pecking and pecking and pecking until one bird kills the other bird. The other bird lies there dead, and the first bird comes over and tries to see if she's dead. And the first bird he sees is very upset that it doesn't seem like it meant to kill the second bird. So it's flapping its wings, pushing its beak, and it can't get its friend to budge. So he sees this, and he's sitting under the tree watching. And the first bird flies away. And a few minutes later, it comes back with some grass, which it places by the nose of the dead bird. And the dead bird comes back to life, and they both flap and fly away. So he looks at that grass, and he says, "Wow, this is the Eitz HaChaim grass. If this grass could bring someone back from the dead, wow, you know what I could do with this grass?" So he takes that grass in hand and starts walking. And he's walking and he's thinking, "This is amazing. I'm going to bring this home. You know what I could do? Bring back people from the dead." So as he's traveling, he comes across a dead lion. He says, "Let's see if this works." So he takes the grass and he shakes it under the lion's nose. And the rest of the story is history. He never made it back home with the grass. So this story is quoted in the Medrash Rambam. The Medrash quotes the story. Sometimes we have tremendous potential. We discover something that has tremendous potential, and we use it to arouse the lion within us. We use it to arouse the things that will destroy us, not the things that will build us. Even the force to bring back the dead could be used to bring back the lion that kills the person. So the Medrash Rabbah quotes the story, that because we had such interest in the Tree of Life, I thought it's worth quoting the story.